Castaic, Calif. AP, nearly 20,000 people were ordered to evacuate on Wednesday as a huge and fast-moving wildfire swept through rugged mountains north of Los Angeles, as parched Southern California endured another round of dangerous winds and two major previous blazes continued to smolder. The Hughes Fire broke out in the late morning and within hours charred nearly 8 square miles, 21 square kilometers, of trees and brush, sending up plumes of dark smoke near Lake Castaic, a popular recreation area about 40 miles, 64 kilometers, from the devastating Eaton and Palisades fires that are burning for a third week. A 30-mile, 48 kilometers, stretch of Interstate 5, a major north-south artery, was closed as flames raced along hilltops and down into wooded canyons. Crews on the ground and in water-dropping aircraft tried to prevent the wind-driven fire from moving across the interstate and toward Castaic, where most of the 19,000 residents were ordered to evacuate. Another 15,000 people in the area were warned to prepare to leave at a moment's notice, according to the LA County Sheriff's Department. Kayla Amara drove to Castaic's Stonegate neighborhood to collect items from the home of a friend who had rushed to pick up her daughter at preschool. As Amara was packing the car, she learned the fire had exploded in size and decided to hose down the property. "Other people are hosing down their houses, too. I hope there's a house here to return to," Amara said as police cars raced through the streets and flames engulfed trees on a hillside in the distance. Amara, a nurse who lives in nearby Valencia, said she's been on edge for weeks as major blazes devastated Southern California. "It's been stressful with those other fires, but now that this one is close to home, it's just super stressful," she said. To the south, Los Angeles officials began to prepare for potential rain even as some residents were allowed to return to the charred Pacific Palisades and Altadena areas. Gusty weather was expected to last through Thursday and precipitation was possible starting Saturday, according to the National Weather Service. "Rains are in the forecast and the threat of mud and debris flow in our fire-impacted communities is real," Supervisor Catherine Barger said during a Wednesday morning news conference. Fire crews were filling sandbags for communities while county workers installed barriers and cleared drainage pipes and basins. Red flag warnings for critical fire risk were extended through 8 p.m. Thursday in LA and Ventura counties. Officials remained concerned that the Palisades and Eaton fires could break their containment lines as firefighters continue watching for hot spots. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass warned that winds could carry ash and advised Angelenos to visit the city's website to learn how to protect themselves from toxic air during the latest Santa Ana wind event. LA County Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer cautioned that the ash could contain heavy metals, arsenic, and other harmful materials. "Even a brief exposure can potentially cause skin irritation and lead to more serious problems," Ferrer said Wednesday, asking people to wear protective gear while cleaning up. The low humidity, bone-dry vegetation, and strong winds came as firefighters continued battling the Palisades and Eaton fires, which have killed at least 28 people and destroyed more than 14,000 structures since they broke out January 7. Containment of the Palisades fire reached 68%, and the Eaton fire was at 91%. LA County Sheriff Robert Luna said Wednesday that his department was still investigating 22 active missing person reports in both fire zones. "All of those reported missing are adults," he said. The Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco and Firearms is investigating the causes of the fires but has not released any findings. Several lawsuits have been filed by people who lost their homes in the Eaton fire, alleging Southern California Edison's equipment sparked the blaze. On Tuesday, a judge overseeing one of the lawsuits ordered the utility to produce data from circuits in the area where the fire started. Weber reported from Los Angeles. Associated Press journalists Ethan Swope in Castaic, Jamie Ding in Los Angeles and Julie Walker in New York contributed to this report. Christopher Weber and Marcio Jose Sanchez, The Associated Press. AP photo, Marcio Jose Sanchez, 2.